Frederick, we have another contestant, Miss Winifred Green.
Well, how do you do, Miss Green? Well, we can't deny you this privilege either, Arthur. Miss Green is a very lovely young lady, and we'd like to have you visit with her, will you?
We'll leave the room.
Thank you.
Miss Winifred Green. Tell me, Winifred, where do you come from?
I'm from Danville, Montana.
Danville, Montana? Hey,
yes,
you're a long way from home. Mm-hmm. How'd you come out here?
I came on the Empire Builder.
You came out how?
On a train.
Oh. I thought you said the Empire Building. I didn't think. What do you do out in Montana? Are you a rancher?
That's right. I'm a farmer's daughter.
You're a farmer's daughter. Yes. Well, I'm a traveling salesman. Well,
you better not kick that around too far, Arthur.
That's far enough. Well, Miss Green, it's awfully nice to have you here with us. I'm very happy to meet you. They told me some very wonderful things about your ability as a singer. Cedric's been telling me about it. Where have you studied, or did you study?
I studied for 4 years at St. Olaf College. Not here,
not there. I see. Enough. And what's your ambition with regard to your singing?
Well, to sing, I suppose.
Well, I mean, do you want to sing professionally?
Well, I'm not so sure.
You don't want to leave that home out in Montana, do you?
Come to
that New York City with all those glamorous nightclubs. No. No, your complexion is too sweet and beautiful like it is with that Montana sun. You get into New York and it acquires the most horrible suntan from those lights up there all night. But that's beautiful. I don't know, I'd like very much to hear you sing. What are you going to sing for?
I'm going to sing the aria "Ars Goriae Mundi" from the Traviata by Verdi.
Oh, it's going to get some flack to the program here.
Go right ahead.
Thank you. Oh,